You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Oh, we back, baby. Benny Love in the house. Right here on Bashani Radio app. You miss me? I miss you. You know that's right, right? Oh, it's going to be a hot for the right here, okay? Just in case you're joining us, we is the Benny Love Show, Late Night with Benny Love on the Bashani Radio app. Live from New York City, baby. And you know how we do it, right? This is our show that the love, relationships, and everything in between. And we have an extraordinary special guest, like always, right? But you know her. You know her from what Tanisha said and her new exclusive show over at Vannoy, Straight Up with Tanisha. She's all things to all women. She's all things to all men. She's just all things to the world. You hear me? She's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. So we're going to get into this. I've been coming across a lot of articles that say women are choosing to stay single. Who better to talk about this than some beautiful, extraordinary woman who's chosen to stay single, and she don't give a what. And she lets you know that every day in her show, especially over at Vannoy.com. That girl be going off. I subscribed and I tell you, man, she knocked my socks off. All right. Make sure you go over to Vannoy.com, Vonoi.com, or join her at Bashani Radio. Or a different type of dinner, as you would say, right? Tanisha, straight up with Tanisha. How are you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful. Wow. I can't be any better. Yeah.
I see you making moves. You show and improve. You got a hot show over at Bashani Radio, and you got a brand new show over at Vannoy.com where if you think the show at Bashani Radio is off the hook, you ain't heard nothing, because the difference is over at Vannoy, she is totally uncensored and raw. You hear what I say? She's uncensored and raw. So all I can tell you, for people under 18, that is not the show for you to go. I can promise you that, right? Okay.
Promise you.
There it is. So Tanisha, let's talk a little bit about this right here. Why are so many women making the choice? And I'm talking about successful women, beautiful women, courageous women, strong women, or making the choice to remain single.
You know, Benny, I was thinking about that a few months ago, and it, you know, out of the mouth of babes comes so much wisdom. My daughter said, well, Mom, that's you. You're one of those women that decide and choose that you want to be single. And I was like, no, I don't. I want a man and this and that. And as we began to discuss it more and really pull it apart a little bit, we decided to call it the Medusa effect. So
why the Medusa effect?
Okay. So if anybody understands the Greek mythology, the story of Medusa, she was an extremely beautiful woman. She was successful. She had everything. And she was attacked by Poseidon. And Aphrodite was Poseidon's woman. He got mad and she cursed her. She cursed her to have these, to be unbeautiful, undesired, so to speak, so that no man would ever hurt her again. And so that curse turned Medusa, you know, by being hurt by men and just not getting, you know, what everybody else got out of men, like getting that shade out of them. It caused her to turn to not really liking them. Like, she attracted them, but mm-hmm. she didn't like them.
Okay. So I'm just curious. I mean, I don't want to go deep into that per se, but I'm just curious. Was that a fictitious story, or was that a factual story, or was that a made up story?
You know, I'm sure it's a fictitious story, but the concept behind it is, unconsciously, a lot of women may be choosing to be single as a form of protecting themselves, to protect their heart, to protect their wealth, protect their futures, because of the uncertainty of the mate and the viability of mate not evolving or growing at the same rate that they are. It's just been said that some women are going to be single. Black women are going to be single.
So let me ask you this, Tanisha. Now, in today's society, we have so many ways for women and men to connect. We have apps, we have Tinder, we have Bumble, and all these different ways for people to connect on and off. Even the Facebooks and social media, people are all up in the DMs and things like that. Why would women who are successful like yourself, why would women who are in their prime like yourself make an intentional choice to want to be single? Because it is an intentional choice. It ain't, you know what I mean? And then some women will say, I don't really want to be single, but the energy that they give off and how they react with men come off like, I don't have time for nothing you have to do or say. So it's almost like you're trying to make yourself remain single when it doesn't have to be like that. Elaborate on that, please.
I think it's subconsciously. I don't think it's a conscious effort to do that. I think that ultimately they do want somebody, but there's fear, there's barriers, there's walls. And I think a lot of people who are creating walls don't realize they've created electric fences. Okay, it's not even a wall no more. And then I think a lot of it is people don't invest anymore. So
okay, what do you mean by that? People don't invest.
Like,
are you saying men don't invest in courting a woman, or are you saying women don't invest in giving time? Or explain.
It's both, because people don't court anymore; they date. Courting was an investment, like I'm going to just date and get to know you. Uh-huh. But when dating is an open pool of we doing whatever, and then I'm moving on, and I'm dating multiple people, and I have no skin in the game.
So you're saying that in today's society, men are dating instead of courting, and the difference is very simple, that dating has no long-lasting intention. Is that what you're saying? Because I don't think a lot of men think of it like that. And are you saying courting is when a man has a long-lasting intention, like he wants to go to the next level, he may want to marry that woman? Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Absolutely. I think courting makes it more intentional. I think courting is, I'm going to make an investment in this. And it's not just I'm investing in her, but I'm investing in me. You know, I think that a lot of people need to start being intentional about starting a family or blending a family. Be intentional about your growth. Be intentional about what comes out of you, the products that you produce.
That's very, very deep. So let me ask you something. How do you get to that mindset that you are speaking of right now? And why are you choosing to be single at this moment? Because I've listened to some of your show. Well, I listened to a lot of your shows. Okay. And it seems that you've had relationships, but you've not allowed those relationships to go anywhere meaningful. Explain that to my audience.
You know, for me, I know what I want. And
what do you want?
I want that mate that believes in partnership. I don't necessarily need, quote unquote, a husband by definition of a husband. My kids are grown. So I need to go to the next level of involvement. So we may, whoever gets home cooks, whoever gets home, or just take the food out. Or sometimes, we know what, we two grown single people with, or two grown people with no kids in the house, I should say. We want to go out and eat, we go out and eat. We don't want to do anything but just Netflix and chill, we can. But it's different when you have a quote-unquote a husband, because now his role is to come in the house and to rear children and to raise. I don't need to be raised. I don't need any children raised. So those roles are different. We both are bringing something to the table, and we should, support each other like a table. You know, you need all the legs. If you take one of the legs off the table, it's not going to stand up.
You know, I was having a conversation with some of my friends, some very wealthy men, and one of them said that some women have become so independent. They're undateable and unapproachable. What is your thought on that? Do you think you can come too independent, too successful?
No.
That you kind of give off a masculine energy more than a woman. You know, I can't say there is different energy, so I'm gonna say that right there.
It is.
You know what I mean? But sometimes a woman can come off too strong, and vice versa. A man can come off too strong, and it kind of pushes people away instead of attracting people.
Right. I think what the issue there is, a man combining or seeing independence as being masculine, because some women have to be independent, and the masculinity is an issue. A masculine man doesn't want a masculine woman. I preach that and teach that in charm school, and that was one of the ways that I myself was trying to break down that whole wanting to be single forever. It's not that, you know, I know that I was made to be in, you know, in a relationship. That's the way I was designed. That's my whole makeup. But not everybody's makeup. That's human beings. We're not supposed to just be solo. We weren't created that way. You know, if that was the way, then just think about it. Solitary confinement wouldn't be such a meaningful punishment. We're not designed that way. But to say that a woman is too independent by means of she's been single, she has to do it. I think that that's not fair, that she's too independent, that she's undateable. Maybe she may be too masculine for you. And that's understandable. And that's something that women need to work on, because, you know, we have too many outlets that tell us, oh, you need to, you know, that we compete with men. Mm-hmm. Instead of competing with men, just be the greatest woman that you can. And I think a lot of women have, you know, issues with that.
So let me ask you this, Tanisha. You have a lot of the qualities a lot of men are looking for, but yet and still you remain single, almost like you get a kick out of just being single, because you get to, on one hand, deal with whoever you want to deal with, and then on the other hand, you get to tell the ladies about the men, you know, because you've had, you know, somewhat different experiences in relationships. So it's almost like you're having your cake and eat it too, because at any moment you can lure any one of those men into your world at the drop of a dime.
You know what? I think that is more of the assumption of not knowing. And I say that's the assumption of not knowing me, because a lot of people are not really in my inner circle and that close to me. And those who are will be like, she is a nerdy homebody. And she lives in a suburb, like a family-oriented suburb. You know, single women that are looking for men and want to meet men, they typically live in a city. You know, but I live out in the country where families and married people live. So I don't meet a lot of single people. I don't run into a lot of single men. you know, and so.
So are you saying it's not by choice that you're single? It's just that you're not going to the places where you have a higher opportunity to meet different men for the possibilities of growing something.
Well, that, and then there are outlets. I do a lot of stuff on social media whenever I am on there, and there's ways to meet people then, but then you meet a representative. You're not really meeting the person. And what I have found, which is really just sad and interesting, and I live in a major city, so I know there's men here, but it just seems like the ones that you like, the ones that you click with, don't live nowhere near you.
Oh, wow. Okay. All righty. So are we talking about a distance thing sometimes? Like,
I don't like it.
You've run past your local environment, and the ones that you're clicking to are not local, so therefore it's not beneficial to start anything. Yeah. Is that what the understanding is?
I don't do long distance relationships. Something's got to give, and normally it's an argument. I'm not going to have it.
So it's too much work. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, the relationship itself is work, and you have to understand that it is. But long distance is added work, and most people just ain't that damn secure. Sorry.
All righty then, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your host, Benny Love, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
You're listening to Late Night with Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer on Bashani Radio app. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
You heard what the man said, right? He say, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Well, I hope you're enjoying the ride here with Late Night with Benny Love right here on the Bashani Radio. You know, I love having you in my bedroom. You know, it's just such a wonderful place, you know, as we having these conversations. And my bedroom is the studio. That's basically what it is. You know what I mean? It's all good. It is all good. I'm just messing with y'all. We live from Bashani Radio App Studios in New York City. And I hope you're enjoying this show. We are talking to Tanisha, what Tanisha said. And straight up with Tanisha on Vinoy, why successful and beautiful women are choosing to remain single. And she been dropping this stuff on us, and I tell you, it's very captivating if you pay attention to how she's dropping it. So it makes sense. Tanisha, are you still there?
I'm still here.
It is. So why you think now, when we have the most accessibility to meet and greet people, let me say it this way. You are empty nest right now. All your kids are grown. You don't have no little ones. Are you not getting lonely?
No, I got a dog.
I'm not going to even mess with you, ladies and gentlemen. You see, I'm not going to mess with her. That would, I say you're not getting lonely, and she say, I got a dog. What that got to do with what I'm at? I'm talking about another human, okay?
You know, look. Now, you know, that's all I can say on the Benny Love show, but if you go over to Vinoy, I'll tell you what's really going on.
And you definitely have to go there, because she can't say what she say over there over here. So, you know what I mean? I'll be canceled. If she say what she say over there, over here, I will be canceled. I'll be right there with David Chappelle. I'll be canceled. You hear me? So it's all good in the hood. I'm not even messing with that. So let me get a little specific. Why are there, a lot of articles I've been reading saying in that category of women who wanted to remain single, there's a large amount of black women, black and brown women. Why do you think it's more? I can't say if it's more because I don't have no factual stats, but there are a lot. Why is it increasing in the black and brown communities that women want or choosing to stay single? Not want to be single, but just are choosing to stay single.
I seriously think it's just from past hurts and relationships. And honestly, I think a lot of it is generational curses. They were raised from single moms that had to struggle, and they just, we had to learn how to break those things. I think it's as we do more shadow work and grow and come out of that hurt and that pain and be our authentic selves, we'll start to want to share ourselves with somebody again. But right now, I can't even knock it, because sometimes the person that doesn't want to be involved with somebody, they probably don't need to.
That's very, very deep. And it's funny because, when you go to a lot of these religious organizations, they are always pushing the fact that, women should be married and, have the family and whatnot. And I know that's a whole different story. So I'm curious to hear what your thoughts on that, because a lot of these churches and things like that, they're saying that, it's a good thing when a man, it does say in the Bible, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Now, it does say that. I'm not a scripture expert.
It does say that.
But I know it says that, so.
He who finds a wife or finds a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord.
That sounds like a good reason to find a wife.
Yeah, it does. But let me tell you.
What you going to tell me? Go ahead and tell me, because you ain't told me. Go ahead and tell. Let me tell you. And you still ain't told me.
When I was just steady going into the church as a single woman, those women made me feel like something was wrong with me.
Wow.
And they did not make me enjoy that single time. And just sometimes your single moment is supposed to be a good moment. You're a lady in waiting and you're just supposed to enjoy life and do whatever you need to. But they made it sound like something was wrong. And they would come by and they would say, God is going to bless you with a husband. Like I was missing something. God is going to bless you. And so they put that and they kept planting that seed until it was moments where I felt like I was missing something, where I was waiting on God to bring me this husband. And I became so focused on finding a man that all I found was disappointment.
That's deep. So are you saying when people say that, that's harmful to women? And in a derogatory way, like God gonna bless you with it, that you took it like that? Or is that just how you took it? You think other women take it like that when God gonna bless you? Wait on him.
I think other women do take it like that, because I remember seeing women crying, saying, "Why me? Why not me? Why am I always being passed over? Why am I always the bridesmaid and not the bride?" Yeah, I think they do take it that way.
I never quite heard that. I never heard that put in that way. I've heard that term because, I grew up in a church. So I would hear that, you'd often hear conversations. Oh, God gonna bless you with a husband, or God gonna bless you with a wife, per se. So I just thought that was just, I thought that was encouragement and inspiration, to move towards that. But it's
what it's supposed to be. But at the same time, it was like, because you're single, you ain't got nothing to do. They want you to give more money, give more time to the church. And they tried to work me to the bone.
I'm going to leave that right there. You can talk about that over at Vinoy. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm not going to touch that. You're not going to bring me up into that fire. I'm a Benny love the ladies, so I'm gonna just leave that right there. So And what's happening too is a lot of younger women now are starting to pay attention to the older women, and they're becoming like worse than men now with, you know, how and what they expect from a man. Like, I'm finding men becoming a little bit more passive than the women. I remember reading an article about how it was okay now for women to start proposing to men.
Oh, no. I still don't agree with that one.
Talk about it.
I've seen several articles, and they were like, it's totally fine. But what I think with that is you shift the tone. And you allow that man to continue to be the, I don't know, subordinate in the relationship, or not have to stand up or do anything in the relationship. It just, I don't know. It's like you set the tone of how your relationship's going to be if you take that control and do that. You know, you take the masculine stance and ask him to marry you. Then don't get mad when he don't cut the yard and he don't do nothing, but he's sitting in the kitchen. He may wash dishes.
You ain't right.
You sure I know. Were. I know.
You sure
I just feel
right.
like you set yourself up for a lot of, you know, and you just set yourself up for a lot of misdirection on the flow of how you want your marriage to go. Now, if that's the understanding that you have, and you are more masculine and your man is more feminine, then it probably works.
So let me ask you this then. Seeing that all of these situations, the tides seem to be turning, what is that doing for marriage? It doesn't seem like it's going to help marriage, because if women are choosing to be single and men start choosing to be single, they already said it's a shortage. At least I hear that conversation a million times. What's happening to the era of marriage, matrimony, that whole situation?
That marriage is being redefined. I think it's being redefined by each individual couple, and they can call marriage whatever they want. They don't necessarily need to go get a legal piece of paper anymore. You got people saying, we got married on the beach and we threw some stones, so we married. Oh, okay. Or, you know, and in the Bible, they just had sex with somebody and the marriage is consummated. So how many times have you been married? I don't know.
If you, look at it that way, you've been married a lot of times, but I'm going to just leave that right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, people just, I mean, really, I think people are redefining what they want to call marriage. As far as the legal, I need the paper. You need paper to have legal rights to that other person's stuff and to have some type of headship and control over the things in their life.
So let me ask you that question. That's a very deep statement you just said. Do you believe that signing the paper is only because there is something to be gained versus does it really make the difference between you spending the rest of your life with that person or not? I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm asking.
I do. I don't think it has more bearing over spending your life with that person. And I don't necessarily say that it's something to gain. I think that because I said people are dating and the dating is not the investment, I think that the paper defines the investment because people don't court. So the paper says, I'm committed to you and I'm just going to be with you. And what's mine is yours and yours is mine and so forth. And we are bonded. I think that's the reason why you need the paper now, because everybody's dating and doing whatever. And as long as you're single, and I mean single as in not married, you can do whatever you want. And that's the society we live in. There's no moral compass as far as, well, I've invested in you and we've invested in each other. So we are a unit without the paper. If that makes sense, it's just hard.
So you think signing the paper somehow validates the love?
don't think it validates the love, but it binds.
How does it validate ownership?
It validates some type of ownership. We bound now. We got a piece of paper, and you're going to have to go to court to get it out of this.
Damn. That didn't sound good at all. If what you just said was selling shoes, you just ain't sold no shoes.
I sold all kind of shoes. Because somebody's been sitting up there saying, you ain't doing nothing but lying, telling me you're lucky.
Wow. That's deep.
I sold all kind of shoes.
I don't think you heard what I said. In other words, I was saying if what the statement you just made was a pair of shoes, you didn't sell no shoes the way you just brought it to the limelight.
Well, that's the truth.
Because the way you spoke about that marriage aspect was more like a business transaction. You don't have that piece of paper. You don't truly have ownership, so you have no power. Is that what the understanding is?
Absolutely.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Tanisha, not Benny Love, right here on Late Night. Right here on Late Night with Benny Love. I tell you, man, it's a great perspective, Tanisha. I got to get it in. And for all you guys who listen to Tanisha's show, I told you she can do a show without cursing.
I can't.
Long as it ain't her show.
Right. But you talked about the, you know, marriage as a business. Come on now. It's like, if you break it down, like, here's...
I think we lost you, Tanisha. We lost you.
Like
you said, let's go back to the point where you say, if you break it down, is marriage a business or is marriage love?
Marriage is, if you break it down, like, here's the CEO and here's the head of HR. So if the man is the CEO and he's building this company with this marriage, and I'm saying that he's the head and he's the CEO because usually
there's a lot of women don't want the man to be the CEO no more. They want to be the CEO. They want to be co-CEOs.
Well, that's fine, but I don't take, he doesn't take my name. I take his.
Interesting. That's a fact.
Okay.
So what does that mean? That's just the name. Some women are not even changing their last name no more, Tanisha.
But I understand that, but when we have the kids, whose name do they take?
Usually the father's, that he carries on the name.
So again, this is who started the company. Like I said, you want to put marriage, I'm just trying to give you a perspective to put marriage as a business. Now, I am the head of HR. I'm the next in line. I'm a CIO, the COO. Okay? He's the CEO, I'm the COO. I'm in control of operations. The house. Okay? You got it?
Okay, I got it. Where are we going?
If I'm not doing my job, I get a pink slip or vice versa. That sounds like a marriage and it sounds like a business to me.
And now that you say that, let me put you on blast then. So if that's the case, and that's how you say marriage is a business and a connect. So let me ask you something. Then why don't marriages have an expiration date?
I wish I knew, because it would expire just like a driver's license if I was in control. Baby, you wouldn't get to, look at me. Let me be sitting there talking about, ooh, it's time to renew. We'd be looking at each other like,
Ladies and gentlemen, the opinions expressed here are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio, Benny Love Show, or Late Night with Benny Love Show as affiliates, or sponsors, or advertisers. These opinions are expressly and only from Tanisha. So let's go back. So in other words, you would be down if marriage had an expiration date, huh?
I think you should do a poll and say, how many would be in favor if marriage license expired, just like the driver's license, it had to be renewed?
I will do that. I will absolutely do that.
I think that'd be awesome.
I'm going to do that on the Bashani Radio. I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to ask the question, how many people think that marriages should have an expiration date or a renewal date? And I just want to see what they said. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you those, those facts.
Maybe go ahead. Let's say it had to be renewed every 7 years.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of women that wouldn't want to do that because they'll be like, you know, if we had kids, you know, what if men want to leave after 7 years? So I think you're going to have a big problem right there. But I'm open to hear the response. So according to you, only you right now, you okay with marriage having an expiration date, like everything? Your passport has an expiration date. Your driver's license has an expiration date.
Everything.
Pretty much everything has some type of expiration. Even your food in your refrigerator have an expiration date until when it's not good no more. So the only thing don't have an expiration date is a marriage. And so you agree that there should be an expiration date, you know, maybe every 7 years or at least an opportunity to renew.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. That's a whole show by itself right there. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat with a whole bunch of women on the line and see how that go down. I want to see how that go down.
Opinion. You know, when you said that they don't want to do it because they got kids and they don't want their man to leave, then there's a bigger issue. Why does your man want to leave?
Ooh.
I mean, come on now. You're the COO of this company. And you're not handling operations well. The business is supposed to be a finely tuned oiled machine. Now, if the business is not producing well, it's not going well, we're in the red all the damn time. Come on now.
When y'all shoot y'all fire, I want y'all to address it right to Tanisha. Okay. Benny Love loves everybody. I want you to address your fire right to Tanisha. You know, there's a lot of people that but honestly, here's what I think. I believe there's a lot of people that agree with you. They just won't say it out loud in public.
I agree.
Because it's like, really, you think it should be, you know, this or that. And that's a whole different conversation. You know what I mean? So that's very interesting. I'm going to get somebody on the opposite pole of you and see what they say about that very, very question. And then go from there. I tell you, Tanisha, speaking to you is always refreshing. You never, you know, it's like gumbo. You never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be good, but you'll never know what's in the pot and what they mix it. Everybody makes their gumbo different. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it is absolute pleasure. If people want to reach out to you, how can they do that, Tanisha?
They can definitely hit me up on Facebook or Instagram on What Tanisha Said. They can hit me up on whattanishasaid.com. They can always subscribe to Vinoy, which is Talking with Tanisha or Straight Talk with Tanisha.
Straight Up with Tanisha. That's what it is
straight
at Vinoy.com.
Yeah, it's straight up. I mean, it's just raw and uncut. I encourage you to subscribe. It's really inexpensive and just kind of hear these messages because, like you said, I say a lot of what people are thinking and don't quite want to say. They may be more crass than me. And not only do I say it, I may say it in a way that you could not.
Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. That's amazing. I appreciate you being on Late Night with Benny Love, where we believe that all the world really needs is love. And if people could learn how to love, we can change the world one person at a time. But we have to learn how to love. And with that, we appreciate you, Tanisha. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Your daddy and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
You're listening to Late Night with Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer on the Shawnee Radio app. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Oh, we back, baby. If you missed the first half of this, where we talked to Tanisha from the show, what Tanisha said, you better just rewind and make it happen. All right? I love when you come here and you sit down, you chill, you have some tea with me, and we make it all together. We make it all good, right? My next successful woman is Maya. Has been traveling for over 10 years within the U.S. and outside of the U.S. She has experience as a solo traveler as well in group settings. She is passionate for travel and wants to help others create memories that will last for a lifetime. Maya's job is to help aid her clients in creating a vision that will help them grow mentally, physically, and emotionally through new travel opportunities. Whether one is looking for adventure, family travel, a cultural experience, cruise, or a quiet getaway, Maya is here to make this trip a memorable one. Wow. And that brings us to why we want Maya on the show. Because as Maya does all of that, she is an extraordinarily successful woman. But as you've been listening to the show, we're talking about successful women who have chosen to remain single. Maya, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Excellent. Excellent. So speaking of that, Maya, you are traveling the world. If y'all don't find her, make sure you follow her online everywhere, and I'll let her give you that information. But my question to you, Maya, is very simple. You are traveling the world over, and you're choosing to do it alone. Why is that?
You know, the whole thing of traveling alone, you can experience a lot more. I'm more so into getting to know others outside of my comfort zone. And so the main thing of traveling solo, I'm going to these different countries where I don't know anyone, and I'm truly able to just open myself up to the culture, to the people around me, and to like-minded individuals that are traveling as well, whether solo or with other people.
Now, doing all of that and having all of that fun, how are you entertaining yourself alone? I'm just, you know, because traveling itself is you need to know a lot of things about the places you are traveling to, and you're doing it alone. So why do you choose to do that? I know you have a service that helps other people get out their comfort zone. Before we get deep into this conversation, you know, how are you having fun all by yourself?
I'm very adventurous, so I do whatever excites me, and so that's fun to me. It would be great to experience that with someone else, but you can't wait on Mr. Wright to come through, and I'm not going to wait on anyone to want to go with me either, as far as friends go, whoever the case may be. I want to make it happen regardless. So I find ways to have fun on my own, and I just dive into what I'm interested in, and I make sure I do those things when I'm on those trips by myself.
I love that. She said, I ain't waiting for Mr. Wright. He better catch up. He better catch on up or get a ticket and meet me over there. Shoot. So, So let me ask you that. At this stage in your life, why have you chosen to remain single?
So at this point, it's really more so of just finding time to put more energy into my business and into myself personally. I've been in relationships with guys who, they were great, but when it came to working on my business, they weren't as understanding, and so then that kind of messes things up as far as me being able to concentrate and really dive into what I'm doing. So at this time, I'm really in a place of this self-reflection, personally, you know, working on myself as far as, you know, knowing exactly what I want in a man, and also appreciating who I am and understanding who I am. So when I attract those certain people in my life that will be able to, you know, fall in the lines of the business that I do, but they will be able to, you know, come in, and it'll be as if, you know, it works. It'll work. You know, it won't seem like something where it's not going to work out, or one person thinks one way, I'm going the opposite way. We're going to be on the same level, or, you know, higher.
Let me ask you something, Meyer. Have you just gotten to a point in your life where putting more time into what makes you happy is more important than actually building the relationship in fashion or form? Like, what got you to this point right here? Because usually when people become successful in doing what they love doing, that's when they look for people to share it with. What got you to this point right here?
Yep. So what got me to this point is I found when I was single, I would do a lot more. I would get further in my career. And it was until I would get into a relationship, I would start having setbacks. I would put too much energy into the relationship, which would also make me slack in other areas of my career. I'd put things on hold at times as well. And so I'm really in a place where I see the passion that I have, and I see where my business can go. And so I want to build that foundation first. And then from there, bring someone in, you know, when it works, when it seems like, you know.
I like how you said bring someone in.
Yeah. I'll welcome someone into my life at that point.
So let me ask, have you ever been married?
I haven't.
You haven't been married. Okay.
No.
Do you have any kids?
I do not.
Wow, you're not married, you don't have any kids, and you're successful. What part am I missing here?
I don't know.
I love that. Miles said, I don't know what you're missing, but I know what I'm doing. Shoot.
Right. So,
is it a point of just getting with somebody that can help complement who you are at this stage in your life?
It really is. I want to make sure, you know, the guy, he doesn't have to know everything about the business that I do, but he needs to have, I guess, the understanding that I am a businesswoman. I will be busy. I'm not going to be that person who's going to be in the home all the time, you know, whatever they want, just, you know, cooking, whatever it is. That's not something that I can do. You know, at the time that he needs me to do it. So I really want someone who's just understanding that.
So you need a man that can cook.
I need a man who can cook for himself when I'm not around. I do cook.
I'm just teasing you, Maya. I guess I'm trying to get to the understanding, as I had my first guest on, is, who, you know, had a different, you know, a point of view of it all, you know, because, you know, like when we were younger, right, you know, everybody's, you know, men are taught to, you know, get up and get a wife, have some kids, and have the, you know, the house with the family and every shebang. And women are the same thing. They, you know, get a husband, have a good job, have some kids, sit around, marry till you get old and die together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But We're in a different time now, you know, in 2021, you know, women are just, they're not thinking that way anymore. Do you think this digital landscape we're in, called the internet, and all of these ways to meet people, from the Tinder to the Bumble, has caused women to change their mindset somewhat on what they will and will not do? As it pertains to relationships?
As far as commitment or...
As commitment, as, you know, like marriage doesn't look as glossy and luxurious as it did before. Like a lot of times, you know, in the older days, like when you got married and you found that person in your life, you was considered, you know, like complete almost, you know what I mean? And then you had the kids and the family and the picket fence, you know, oh, that person is successful. Now those right. dynamics have changed.
Right.
Based on what is success and what is happiness and what is joy. Do you think this digital landscape that allow people to no longer even meet up no more before they get into establishing some type of relationship, do you think that have changed the way women approach it and men approach this whole thing of getting to know each other?
I do. I mean, just like you said, at a click of a button, you can meet someone, whether Bumble or whatever the case is, and it is a lot easier to meet someone. But then now we're writing back and forth. There's not as much conversation. Sometimes, a lot of times, those sites are just people who just want sex and they're not really looking for the commitment because they realize, okay, I can get with this person, and if I don't like them or something they said didn't make sense, I'm not going to work, you know, on it and try to work things out, because I can easily go to the next one and swipe right and talk to the next person. So I think the seriousness of a relationship and really building that foundation has weakened because of that. But I also think it's really the mindset of the person who's coming into it, that regardless of having more options, if you come into it serious and you're looking for someone specifically and you're willing to put in the work, then that just makes it easier for that person to be able to find that right person as well.
What does the right person look like in your life?
The right person for me is someone who is consistent, not only in his career, but also in his personal life. Someone who is loving, down to earth, but can also be assertive. I would love to have another businessman who is understanding as well and God-fearing. And then just someone who's a family man. If he doesn't have kids, just someone who, you know, he's really all about family and togetherness and being on one accord.
That makes a lot of sense. Absolutely a lot of sense. What advice do you give to women now that are in the same situation you are in and thinking that, because all the times I often hear that, you know, man, there's a shortage of good men, you know, in the world. There's a shortage of this and that. And I'm not sure if there's a shortage or just people have become more picky and more choosy of what they actually will and will not deal with or tolerate, or, you know, in that aspect. Because if you live in a neighborhood where everybody's married, you're not going to find a whole bunch of single men there. You know what I mean? You have to go beyond that area. You have to go beyond, you know, that place. There has to be somewhere where you can go where there are single people that are mingling, if that's your thing. But what it sounds like to me, you're married to your business, huh?
Yep. So my advice would be, which I'll do this at some point once I am, you know, open to do that. But I'm really just being yourself, working. If you're a successful woman or you're working on a business, just make sure that you stick to that, that you learn yourself, that you love yourself. And then through that, the right person will come into your life. Don't focus on finding a man. You know, focus on yourself. Again, love yourself. Go out to those happy hour places and locations that you know that businessmen will go. So if there's a place in downtown where, you know, after work the attorneys go there or the specialist goes there, go there with your girls, get a couple drinks, get some appetizers, look around, you know, just be open to different personalities as well. Don't make a list of what you want in a man, because it's never going to be 100% what you want.
You got that right. Absolutely. Yeah. And before we get out of here, I want to ask you this one. Something that Tanisha said prior, you know, right before you, and she said that I asked her a question that I was talking to a lot of, you know, my wealthy friends and single men, right? And mm-hmm. one of them said that I think the problem with marriage is that there's no expiration dates. And I think marriage, just like everything else, should have an expiration date. What is your thought?
Oh.
Because think about it, Maya. I want you to think about it. Your passport has an expiration date. Your license has an expiration date. Your food you eat has an expiration date before they tell you don't eat it. It still may be good, but they tell you don't eat it because it's past, you know what I mean? It is past that date. Why don't marriage have an expiration date?
I honestly never even thought of it that way, but that's a very interesting way to think about marriage as an expiration date.
Here's what Tanisha suggested. Tanisha suggested that marriage should have a renewal date every 7 years. And if you're not taking care of things you're supposed to take care of, y'all going to be looking at each other, talk about some, you think we're going to renew this thing or we're just going to let it expire?
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess my take on it is more so, marriage it's always going to have some form of expiration date. You can choose to leave at any time.
You got to go through the system. The difference is, like what Tanisha mm-hmm. said, and I'm making sure I say what she said because Benny Love didn't say it, you know, because Benny Love love everybody. So I just want to be clear. What Tanisha said was because you are aware that you have an expiration date, you will then stay on top of the things you're supposed to do. But unlike a divorce, you have to go and let a judge determine, okay, what's going to happen, because now you guys want to break up and leave this contract you have. Versus if it just expired, it just, hey, I simply chose not to renew it.
I mean, expiration dates are great, sure, with a marriage, if that's what people want. But for me, even with that being the case, if there's an expiration, are you going to wait that 7 years or that 10 years for that expiration to be like, okay, it's done with, and just be miserable in that time? So, you know, regardless, you're still going to have to deal with whatever you're dealing with uh-huh. during the time you're married. I'm not for the expiration date. No.
Maya's like, let it be known, I'm not. Tanisha is for it, and Maya is like, not me. You know what I mean? And Benny Love ain't saying nothing. I'm just talking to the people. Okay.
For the people.
I'm just talking for the, I love the people. That's what it is. Period. Point blank. Well, I appreciate that, Maya. And I appreciate you coming on with Late Night with Benny Love right here on the Bashani Radio app. In your final words, what advice would you give to those women who are in a marriage and not living their dreams like you're living your dreams because they have allowed somebody else to stop their flow?
The advice I have for them is to really take a step back and think about all the things that they want to do. And in the process, since you are married or you're in a relationship or you have kids, to really have that conversation with your family and let them know what your desires are, and that you need their support in it, because I believe that you should go through, you know, whatever dreams you have for yourself, you should do them. You should work towards it, because you don't want to have any regrets years down the road when you look back and you see someone else doing the same thing that you wanted to do, and they're successful, they're happy. You want to be happy as well. So really take a look at what you want to do and have that discussion, have a serious discussion.
Very, very powerful. And my last question before I allow you people to get, you know, give people where they can find you is, are you happy?
I'm very happy. I'm at peace and I'm happy.
You going with your bad self. If people want to learn more about you, Maya, how can they do that?
You can follow my Facebook page at Maya Level Up. You can also follow me on Instagram. It is at Maya Levels. I'm on Facebook as well. My personal page is Maya Levels. And you can follow my website for my travel business, which is www.mayaleveluplevelup.com.
You notice everything Maya did, there was a level in there because she owned these levels, okay? So y'all just watch yourself. Maya, wherever her name is, there's a level somewhere that lets you know I'm on these levels. So unless you own these levels, I probably can't see you with bifocals, okay?
Amen.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. And I appreciate you for coming on, Maya, and thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, like always, I so hate to leave you, and but I gotta go. You ain't gotta go home, but you just gotta get out of here, right? All right, so if you didn't learn anything about this, and you know, from what Tanisha said and what Maya said, is your happiness is imperative. Your goals are imperative, and don't take or allow anyone to stop you from making you happy first. Because here's what I've learned, ladies and gentlemen, you can't make nobody happy unless you can make yourself happy. You will not attract the right person you want in your life until you become that person. And then you will attract that person into your life. All right. This is Late Night with Benny Love from New York City. Download the free app on Bashani Radio in the App Store or for Android. And make sure you come back every week, because I always got more to say and more intriguing guests that that will give you the answers that just maybe you're looking for. I'm Benny Love, AKA the sexiest voice in America. I said it, damn it, and I claim it. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to Late Night with Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer on Bashani Radio app. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.